Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As we approach the end of another year, many people are beginning to evaluate their investment strategies for the new year. For the past 10 years, our next guest's Lowcountry Institution has been holding a conference to help with this process. Paul Schwager is Dean of the School of Business at the College of Charleston, host of the 10th Annual College of Charleston Strategic Investment Symposium. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So first of all, before we start talking about what's going to be happening at this upcoming event, give us the details about when and where.
Okay, well, the basics are this is our 10th Annual Strategic Investment Symposium. So that's pretty big that it's our 10th year doing it, and each year it gets better. It'll be Friday, October 25th at the Charleston Place Hotel. So we've upped the venue a little bit.
All right, and anyone can attend?
Anyone can attend, and there'll be some students and faculty members there, obviously, because it's being presented by the College of Charleston. But there'll be lots of investment advisors, some individual investors, and just a good mix of people who are just trying to do investments better.
All right, well, walk us through then the agenda for this year's event.
Well, this year we've got keynote speakers from people like David Kelly with J.P. Morgan and Gus Faucher with PNC Bank, as well as Cameron Dawson, Gina Martin Adams, Chuck Clow, and just a whole bunch of luminaries. But then we also have 30 other speakers and moderators for various breakout sessions that, you know, names that you might have heard on CNBC or Bloomberg or the Wall Street Journal or Barron's, just people who are experts in the field. We're trying to help us understand the why of investing, not just the how.
All right. Now, being the 10th year, that means I guess you've gone through a couple of years where there were elections. This is an election year. Is there anything unique about holding this symposium during an election year?
That's a great point. And as we try to be strategic about this, obviously, the elections are a key strategy point for investing right now. So we have a whole new session this year around the idea of politics and markets. And that'll be during lunch. And so how do the political dynamics impact how the financial markets react?
Besides politics, what are some of the other areas of concern that you see coming from the investment community right now?
Well, two other areas that we're going to emphasize a little bit is obviously AI. AI is impacting everything. And so we see AI starting to influence asset management. And we also have we're going to spend some time talking about how the Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, how they're changing and how they're evolving in the marketplace.
Okay, so you mentioned that this is a new venue this year because you are expecting more people to attend, I guess?
We are. Last year was sold out, and over the past 10 years, we've been privileged to welcome over 2,000 participants from over 200 firms, and so we wanted to make sure that anybody who wanted to attend wasn't prohibited from attending. And the Charleston place is an excellent location. Excellent facilities in downtown Charleston. And the content is good, but the networking that you'll make at the venue is even better. And so it's just a great place for us to hold an event like this.
So there will be students and faculty attending. Is this a career choice for a lot of students at the College of Charleston these days, the investment world?
Great question. Great question, Mike. And it really is. We've got a great investment program here. And we've got an interesting dynamic here in the investment program. The founder of the Strategic Investment Symposium was Mark Piles. And Mark, up until last year, was a full professor here at the college. And he ran our investment program, did this program. But then Greenwood Capital came along and liked the work that he was doing so well that they offered him a job. And Mark said, the only way I'm going to do it is if you let me continue to teach in this program and run this program. And so our students are blessed not just to have a PhD-qualified faculty, but a faculty member who every morning is doing exactly what he's teaching in the afternoon. And that sort of shows itself in the way that the symposium is structured. And it's not just about us presenting facts and figures. It's about us helping the attendees to learn how to be more strategic in their investment strategies.
Well, Paul, one more time, give us the details of the upcoming Strategic Investment Symposium.
Certainly, Mike. It's the 10th Annual Strategic Investment Symposium happening October 25th. At the Charleston Place Hotel in downtown Charleston, and it is an all-day event. And so arrive early and arrive ready to learn and to engage with colleagues who are in the same situation that you are.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Paul Schwager is Dean of the School of Business at the College of Charleston. We will have a link to his school as well as to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and don't miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts, with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.